just about dark, they would come and change and put the body in the coffin. Mm-hmm. Everybody would have to get out of the room while they did all that, you see. But, and then the it was so funny when they would have a black funeral, mm-hmm. of a black person. Well, I remember right back of us, there was a black man that lived there, and a very good man. But evidently he had been recognized as, I don't know whether he was a fireman or what, but those black funerals were really something. Honey, they danced and they played music like I don't know what. We called him George. And I don't know, he was all decorated and everything else. But those funerals were really something to see. I don't know if you've ever witnessed our carnivals.
The Mardi Gras?
Yeah, huh?
One time.
And the bands and everything. Well, honey, that's the way a black funeral would be. And
are
especially
there
a man.
That still?
Well, yes, I do believe downtown, because somebody not too long ago was buried, and they had a picture of it in the paper. All of them were dancing, and these black bands and all, you know, they were really going to town. So, oh yes, they still believe in all that music and everything.
Would y'all attend the black funerals?
No, we never attended the black funerals because they didn't. He was not Catholic. I don't know whether they brought him right to the cemetery or what. But being right in the neighborhood, you see, right around mm-hmm. the corner. And so I don't know just how far they marched or anything, but that was when I was very young. So it was really funny.
Did the Irish Channel celebrate Mardi Gras on its own?
Oh, yes. And too, they... When people from the Irish Channel, when we used to have missions, you know, you'd have a mission every year.
Mm-hmm.
And one would be 1 week for the men and 1 week for the women.
What do you mean a mission?
Well,
like a
yeah, like a retreat, honey. And mm-hmm. it would last for a whole week. And they'd have services in the morning and in the evening around
mm-hmm.
7:30. 7 or 7:30, and they would have benediction and a sermon, and it would be like a retreat.
Mm-hmm.
And and people used to fill the church for those missions. And when it came to the men's mission,
mm-hmm.
there used to be one man in particular. He was a kind of a short man, but honey, he used to round up all those Irish Channel men and just about fill the church with them, and they'd march in a procession for that whole week, you hear me? And he really, I'm telling you, it was really, it made you feel so good to see him round up, and those men followed this. His name was Willie, I don't know how you spelled it, whether it's but honey, he used to get all those men to come to the mission. Every year they had that mission. He'd get those men all together and line them up to come to a mission.
Was this kind of a tough neighborhood for?
No, not when we were small. No, honey, it was a very quiet neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Very quiet. And we used to, the neighbors would all sit out, and we didn't have air conditioning and all that, and television and all that, you know. We used to sit out on the sidewalks in the evening, and all the children of the neighborhood, we'd play while the mothers and fathers and all sat down and
uh-huh.
talked, you know. And so the kids would all, would get on the corners. They didn't have all the automobiles and everything, you know. And nighttime would be quiet, and